Welcome to Outside the Box. And thanks for listening to this unique station and program. Today's topic is Yes to Community Media. How can we identify independent media, newspapers, radio and TV, internet, and all other information sources that are accessible and accountable to us as media consumers and producers? There are many truths to know and understand, yet some remain censored or hard to find. How can we encourage discussions and debate for public benefit that includes all relevant perspectives, especially when democratic principles are in danger of disappearing? Community media, publicly owned and operated, can provide this public discussion. Here's an example. The Community Media Association of Honduras, AMCH, which supports local groups who want their own media. The association has over 40 members, and despite opposition from leadership that seized the Honduran government in a coup over 15 years ago, it has helped new stations to get licensed and go on the air. Two indigenous groups got help from AMCH in getting their voices heard for the first time. Community radio is very popular in Central America, with a number of stations in Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. Many are funded with help from Cultural Survival, a U.S.-based group that supports the rights of indigenous peoples throughout the world. It gives voice to communities that are often ignored by the politically powerful in those countries. There are new viewpoints you may not get from traditional media, such as what you hear on this community radio station, WERU, including, I hope, a weekly feature called Outside the Box. There are four community stations in Maine, along with another three or more that are categorized low power, plus several others attached to colleges and universities. There are almost 200 higher-powered stations nationwide, and nearly as many low-powered community ones. A number of community stations are located on Native tribal reservations. All are dedicated to listener involvement, participation, and management, true community institutions. Then there's the National Trust for Local News, which owns several of the largest newspapers in Maine, Portland, Lewiston, Auburn, Augusta, and Waterville, and others in Georgia and Colorado. It's a nonprofit, not owned by one wealthy person, but overseen in Maine by a board of six community members with divergent interests and backgrounds. In theory, at least, not having to make a profit can enable a paper to put more money and effort into investigative journalism. GWEEFI.net is described as an anti-capitalist internet provider that has offered service to rural residents in mountainous areas outside Barcelona, Spain. Because of the distances between subscribers, no private internet provider had offered services, so local community members decided to create their own with affordable rates. Other community-based broadband services are common wherever for-profit companies fear to tread or want to charge too much. Access to the internet could be another service that should be a right, not a privilege, for those who can afford it. La Cooperacha is a Mexican cooperative of writers and artists providing stories in writing and occasionally audios on the economy from the perspective of those who have to navigate it. The co-op specializes in covering isolated areas and successes where Mexican communities have overcome the resistance of the government or corporations to serve their residents. Fees for services, donations, and ads keep the co-op going. And in the Yes to New Art and Culture feature from a few weeks ago, you heard about the Sunlight Media Collective that works with Native communities in Maine. Recent films include ones on salmon restoration, opposition to expansion of the Juniper Ridge landfill near the Penobscot Nation's home on Indian Island, and the drinking water crisis in the Passamaquoddy Sapaya community. Sunlight has produced about 150 videos, PDFs, and other audio-video items in its brief lifetime. For a complete list, go to sunlightmediacollective.org. What community media do you read, listen to, or watch? I'm Larry Danziger, urging more perspectives for public media programs to listeners and watchers.